For nearly 2,000 years, mankind, from the beginning of creation until Avraham Avinu's coming upon the scene, man had one purpose, and that purpose was to survive. And really, I think the drive behind man was instinct. The instinct for survival, to make alliances, to be able to make it. Have food, have shelter, find other strong people to ally with. That's what mankind was all about. And so, while that is certainly an existence, it is not a meaningful existence. What Avraham Avinu introduced into the world was the idea that when you're here, there's actually a purpose. You're not just meant to be on this planet to be here, but you have to be doing something to contribute to the planet. How are you contributing? Is your contribution that you've made money? Is your contribution that you've created an empire? No, your contribution is that you do something spiritually to make the world a better place. And Avraham Avinu did that in a way where he was trying his very best to bring as many people into the fold as possible. But Avraham Avinu could not possibly do it on the level that was necessary. Rav Malame gives a beautiful thought, which he says that what Avraham Avinu did was only the beginning, but what the Jewish people were able to accomplish with the giving of the Torah was they were now a nation with not only a set of values, but they were a nation with a whole philosophy on how to exist. And that was a philosophy of purpose. The mitzvot were meant to give us a sense of purpose. I know I've shared this before, but it's such a beautiful idea that the Nesiva Shalom shares the Slanim Rebbe. He says that we have 613 mitzvot. What are the purpose of the mitzvot? Each and every one of those mitzvot is an opportunity to become closer to God. It's not a don't do this and a don't do that, but rather it's a do this, you'll connect up to God. Do this, you'll come closer to the source of all bracha in the world. That's what Avraham Avinu started or reintroduced into the world. And it took another bunch of generations until Klal Yisrael got the Torah at Sinai, and then they were able to concretize that in a way far superior to what Avram did. Have a great day.